Steamboat. I never remember his name. And for one reason or another, didn't call on him on a freshman.
Just mad at John. It was only because I didn't remember.
You were probably responsible.
No, what
you know most of these people.
Well, what I'll do is I'll call on them. They'll direct their questions to somebody, and we'll work it that way. And if it's something not concerned with a particular experiment, if it gets into the experiment program or future programs or stuff like this, I'd say you'd be the one to take that.
Let me be the one to try and move the mic
through. Fine. Every second you can call on people.
Test 1, 2, 3.
And then I'll cut off the questions and I'll come back to you and then you say, now I'd like to introduce Dr. So and so. Yes. Conference. We are also tied into the new center in Houston. As you know, there are 7 experiments on the Gemini 9 mission. What we would like to do is, after Dr. Faget gives an opening presentation, we'd like to cover each of the experiments. And in view of the time situation, after each experimenter discusses it, we'd like to limit the questioning to 5 minutes on the experiment. This will be both here and Houston. Then go on to the next experimenter. The gentleman will stay, with the exception of Dr. Berry, who has to go out to a conference at Merritt Island. And any further questions you have, we'll be glad to take up after the gentlemen have completed their presentation. So we'll work it that way. It'll actually be about maybe 3 minutes here and 3 minutes in Houston for each one of the experimenters. Then we'll be glad to take any questions you have further at the end of the presentation. I'd now like to introduce to you Dr. Maxime Faget, who is Director of Engineering for NASA's Manned Spacecraft Center. Dr. Faget.
Thank you. We have a representative here today representing each of the principal investigators on the experiments for Gemini 9. Immediately to my left is Martin Kuman from U.S. Naval Research Laboratory, representing himself as the investigator. Next is Dr. Berry, whom I'm sure you all know, and he's representing Dr. Larry Dietlein from the Manned Spacecraft Center, who's doing the bioassays body fluid experiment on this and other missions. Next is Colonel Bill Ballantyne from the AFSC field office in Houston. He is the experimenter for 2 of the DOD experiments, the astronaut maneuvering unit, and the UHF-VHF polarization. Next is Jim Stoddard, who's representing Dr. Edward Nye at the University of Minnesota on the zodiacal light photography. And the last man is Doug Hallgren, who's representing Dr. Curtis Hemingway of the Dudley Observatory in the State University of New York. They're doing 2 experiments of the same nature, micrometeorite collection. One of the devices will be carried on the Agena, and the other one will be on the Gemini adapter. Now, before we go directly into the individual description of the experiments, I'd like to briefly run over the mission as it pertains to the experiments so you can put these things into perspective. We expect to launch the spacecraft tomorrow at about 11:40, as you know. Docking will be effected about 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. And at about 7:40, the first experiment will be activated. This will be the micrometeorite experiment on the adapter of Gemini. One of the experiments Doug Hallgren will talk about. The experiment will be left active until about 3:40 tomorrow morning, the following morning, Wednesday morning, at which time the device will be closed. CERN will retrieve that experiment at about 8:30 in the morning, prior to the rest of his EVA activity. Shortly after that, he will move into the area of the rear of the retrodapter and will don the AMU, which Bill will talk about. After... Oh, wait. I got it wrong. Before he goes to the rear, he will move to the Agena and will activate the micrometer right experiment that is on Agena. Then he will put the astronaut maneuvering unit on, and as you know, he'll stay in that period of about an hour and a half. After taking off the AMU, he will return and to the camera, to the Gemini, and while standing in the seat, will record pictures using the handheld zodiacal light camera. That will be talked about by Jim Stoddard. Now, the remainder of Thursday will be used with operational evaluations and tests of rendezvous and docking and various maneuvers in space. At 11:56 a.m. Cape time on Thursday, the crew will activate the UHF-VHF polarization experiment. This is another DOD experiment. And will make their first transmission to Antigua. Subsequent transmissions will be made again to Antigua and also to Hawaii. Shortly after the first transmission to Antigua, the crew will begin recording pictures at night of the twilight phenomena with a specially equipped MAR camera in the right window. This is Martin Kuma's experiment. During the last day of the mission, they will continue to make more exposures with the 70 millimeter camera of the night air glow phenomena and making more transmissions with the UHF and VHF experiment to Antigua and Hawaii. And as you know, the mission will end at about 10:22 Friday at the landing. The Airglow Horizon Photography will use a specially modified MAR camera that has been developed by the Manned Spacecraft Center to be a general purpose camera for scientific use. In this particular experiment, it will use a particular film format with filters on the film base that will allow the recording of the 5577 angstrom and the 5893 angstrom emissions. Martin Kuman will tell you the reasons that he's interested in getting this data of the air glow. Martin?
I think Dr. Paget has covered the experiment fairly well. About the only thing I can really add is that the intensity and the altitude of these two emissions in the air glow layer are related to the movements and the dynamics of the upper atmosphere. And so if we get a global coverage of these emissions, which the Gemini capsule is very capable of doing, then we have a great deal more data under the upper atmosphere than we've had before. We've taken it easily and quickly.
I've
ended up rather weakly, but I think that's all that can be said.
Are there any particular questions relating to the air globe pictures?
We'd appreciate if you would wait for the microphone so your colleagues in Houston can hear it. And one other quick point, we do have the names of all of these gentlemen, which we will have in the office at the completion of this briefing. Go ahead, George.
George Alexander, aviation. 55 to 75 angle,
93, Samuel. The peak wavelength is 5,577 angstroms for the oxygen emission, and the wavelength of the sodium emission is 5,893.